Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NIGB, standing in for your regular host, Amard Rule, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. And I'll also want to remind everybody who's listening in that you should go to our website and check our events, because we have a lot of really awesome things coming up. We have the opening of our NE10 next week, October 6th at 6:30 p.m. We have over 50 Bahamian artists, artists living and working in the Bahamas or outside the Bahamas, participating in this amazing historic event. This is the 10th national exhibition that the institution has ever had. And we are so looking forward to seeing what is going to be there in the galleries for all of us to see, because it is going to be incredible. I've been watching curatorial team. They've been hard at work. There's a lot of heavy stuff. There's a lot of really big stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in boxes that I'm sure are amazing, amazing, amazing. So please come out. You know, it's an exhibition. We have free wine. We have free eats. And we have great company just for you. So be sure to check us out. And also coming up is our Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, which is going to Long Island this year. So all of our Long Islanders who are listening in, guess what? We are going to be coming to you in November. So please keep an eye out for all the wonderful programming we're going to be bringing your way. Now, I've been having a great conversation with my guests tonight. I have Joanne Hippolyte, the president of the Museums Association of the Caribbean, MAC, in studio with me, along with Nyasha Warren. And Nyasha, you are now the vice president.
Yes.
Right, that's correct. I got that right. You have to excuse me. I can't keep track of anything anymore. I give up. Things change so quickly. But I have them both in the studio with me tonight, and we are talking about the upcoming MAC conference, which is coming to Nassau, the Bahamas, next year, March, from the 1st to the 5th. And we are so excited to talk about what's going to be happening at that conference, especially the content, because we are focusing this year on power of museums, relevancy, advocacy, and Joanne, finish it for me because I already forgot.
Relevance, advocacy, transformation.
And transformation.
Yeah.
Yes. And really talking about what museums really stand for, what they are, how they are seen in the context of today. And we start to also talk about the travel scholarship that MAC is offering, has always offered to the conference. So Nyasha, tell us a bit more about that. You know, people who have attended in the past, where they've come from, and also how can you apply if you're interested?
Okay, sure. So the travel fellowship is an excellent opportunity for new folks in the field, people who have never come to the MAC conference before. And it covers your travel costs. It covers lodging and your registration for the conference. And I believe it also gives you a membership for a year. I was lucky to receive one of these in 2019, and I can tell you the range of people in our group. I was from Panama. There was someone from Puerto Rico, Curaçao, and St. Lucia. It's a really beautiful range of people that you get to meet as a scholar. I highly, highly recommend for folks to apply. Again, it has to be your first time coming to the MAC conference. You will have the opportunity to attend all the sessions, but there are also networking events that are created specifically for the fellows. And we have had activities like speed networking, particularly to give you time with other more seasoned museum professionals from all, you know, the region, which is excellent. That is actually one of the highlights of the conference. As good as everything else is, those 8 minutes of speed networking are incredible. And yes, I would say that one thing I would really point out this year that I find personally special, and I'm trying to, as I encourage others to come, you know, our theme, the power of museums, relevancy, advocacy, and transformation, comes just at a time when there's this new definition for museums that precisely what's new about it and what's fresh, it's that it is trying to be much more inclusive and really incorporate the voice of the community into what museums are about, and as museums rethink themselves, right, and what they can do. And that is precisely what helps make us more relevant in our communities. So once again, I highly encourage any new professional in the field who you know, to apply. Each year, I guess we have different number of fellowships. So regardless, please apply. It is. I can't explain what an incredible opportunity this is, and pretty much everybody gets a whole lot of it. You know, you're networking, you're getting to know a new country, a new part of the region, but you also get to network and you get to learn things that you didn't know about before. You might get to reinforce some of the things that you are currently working on as you grow in your field. And you maintain those connections afterwards. No? And I will also say this just because once you're in, we will definitely keep in touch with you and bring you in so you can join the team and help us keep building forward.
Yes. It's a little bit like the mafia, actually, in a good way. In a very good way. And, you know, I just want to circle back to what you mentioned a little earlier, Nyasha, about the new museum definition. So to our listeners, the International Council of Museums, which is the body that kind of, I guess, sets the standard for museums globally, underwent about, was supposed to be 2 year, but I think it ended up being more close to 3 year, exercise to engage museums around the world and rethinking and re-envisioning the definition of a museum. And they recently took all that information, and Mac participated in that. I had the pleasure of working with Shani Roper, who is a Mac board member who resides in Jamaica, on the Museum Statute Committee, and along with about six other amazing women who gave so much of their time and energy. I think it's six others. So it's like eight of us. To getting people in their region to be in their countries, to be a part of focus groups, to do interviews, to really get all that information together, to find out what do people think, what is the role people think museums should be playing in their community. And we produced the paper that's going to be published along with the papers that are coming out of Latin America. And all this was sent to the International Council of Museums, along with all the other information that other museums send. So bless them. I know they had an incredible task on ahead of them. But about 2-3 weeks ago, they announced the new museum definition, which is: a museum is a not-for-profit permanent institution in the service of society. I love that section. That researches, collects, conserves, interprets, and exhibits tangible and intangible heritage. Open to the public, accessible, and inclusive, museums foster diversity and sustainability. They operate and communicate ethically, professionally, and with the participation of communities, offering varied experiences for education, enjoyment, reflection, and knowledge sharing. So that has set an incredibly high bar for museums around the world, because the original definition really spoke to museums being what we think about museums being, you know, holding cells for historic items. So this has taken that so far away from that original definition. It's beyond incredible. So it's exciting. For some of the museums that have already been aspiring to this, it's right up their alley. And for the museums who hadn't even thought about doing anything like this, they have a lot of recalibrating to do. So I'm really happy we start to talk about this, because this really leads into our keynote for the conference, which is very exciting. So Joanne, tell us a bit more about our keynote, because it's all about ICOM.
It is. We're really excited that we have Carrie Nyambe, who is the vice president of ICOM, coming to participate in our keynote conversation. The keynote always happens on the first day or first night of the conference, and it's always along the conference theme. Terry Nyambe is vice president of ICOM, so it's a very high-level official coming. He's never been to the Caribbean before, so he's coming here to talk about the power of museums, and he's going to be in conversation with Amanda Coulson at the Turn Gallery here, and they're going to be talking together about, from different perspectives, along with the new incoming president of MAC as well, about the power of museums as it relates in particular to the Caribbean and globally as well. It's a really exciting combination. We're also inviting the heads of ICOM to come and listen and speak with him. So to have such a high level figure and to have his ear, because we're going to be doing this listening session, and directors and other museum professionals in the Bahamas would be invited to that session to come in and share with him, let him know what are the main challenges, what are the main benefits, what are the values that you see coming out of Bahamian, particular Bahamian museums in place. And that is so important. That is the whole reason why MAC had to participate in the new Museum Defined project. We wanted to make sure that Caribbean perspectives on what museums are, the work that we do here, were not forgotten, as it often is, because it's easier for people to go to the bigger museums, for one thing, right? The bigger museums around the globe, and particularly the bigger museums in the former colonial powers, to get their information. And so us doing all that gathering on the Caribbean side and publishing that gathering soon, and we'll be able to share that content with Mr. Nyambe. But we're also interested to hear what he has to say about the value and the and the power of museums from his perspective. He's a longtime member of ICOM. This is his second term as vice president. So,
So it's going to be pretty, like you say, pretty high level this time around to have representatives from ICOM come to the Bahamas, to our small museum. I mean, you feel as if you're finally getting on the map. So that's so exciting. And the other thing too is that, you know, I think what the Caribbean voices added to this dialogue was a different take on museums, right? Because museums are fairly young in the region, for the most part. You think about kind of the history of museums, but also depending on the country you go to, it changes, right? So you have countries that are former British colonies that may be completely independent now. That history is different. You have French territories that are still French territories. Their history is different. The way they approach it is different. I mean, and the list goes on. So it really gave us an opportunity to really see many of our challenges are similar, but also how many of them are so incredibly different as well. And really thinking about, well, how do you navigate that to communicate or to become the kind of institution that you want to be for your community? And that was, it was an eye opener, I have to say, because you do think, you do tend to exist in a very monolithic space sometimes where you think that everything's the same and you're like, it's really not. It's all extraordinarily different. So very excited to hear that Terry Nyambe is coming. And, you know, just before we go to the break, we still have a few minutes. What are the value of keynotes to conferences, Joanne, for people who may not be like conference goers? And, you know, if we hear a keynote, we know what that is. So what's the value of a keynote to a conference overall?
Well, keynotes really set the theme of the conference, drill it into the content that we're trying to share overall. I mean, we have a theme every year for a reason, and the themes are there to explore different aspects of cultural heritage and museums. And someone who has the ability to speak to it at a high level and bring it home to you in a way that is personal and professional is really, really, is very important. So keynotes allow us to set the tone for the content that we're all about to hear over the next couple of days of session presentations. And we're also excited. This one's not going to just be a straight lecture where someone just comes in and talks to you for 30 minutes straight. It's a conversation. Three people are going to be asking each other questions about what they think about the theme. And the audience will be able to participate with questions and answers. And again, don't forget that you also have that opportunity to speak with Terry Nyambe on his own in a listening session where you can tell him, you know, what's up with Caribbean museums. And that can help influence his ability to, you know, to share more about what's going on in the Caribbean at the ICOM level. That's really important to be able to remember who we are and be able to speak to our needs.
Yes, we're here and we're doing work and we should be heard. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back. So all of you are listening, be sure to come back, especially those of you who are thinking you might want to send in a proposal. You need to find out how you can do it. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.